custodial closet where family members would be locked in solitary confinement if they broke a rule. The reflection room smelled of stale blood, urine, and fear. The smell of discipline. One Alice knew from experience. On this day, Alice had no idea what could be going on and felt no curiosity toward it. Whoever had transgressed would be punished and then welcomed back into the fold. Their sin would be bled out in fits of painful contrition. Upon hearing the sounds, her thumb quickly pressed the volume control on her earphones to drown them out. So seldom did Alice get an evening to herself. She'd be damned if this one would be ruined because someone had displeased Mother. Prokofiev blasted loudly in her ears, and she bent over her book once again. It had taken time to convince Mother to procure the Harry Potter series for her. Mother had argued that it might give her ideas, but Alice knew where to draw the line between fantasy and reality. She knew the bars on her window were too narrow for an owl to fly through.
Alice!
She snapped her head up at the mention of her name, yanking her earphones off at the sight of Victor Poole. With well-combed graying hair and a dark brown goatee, he was the very picture of a schoolteacher, or what Alice imagined one would look like. He must have been calling out her name for a moment as he looked at the end of his wits. His skin was red from exertion, and his throat was ragged as he spoke. His maroon cardigan had a large dark stain at the front that looked like spilled oil.
Alice, come quick!
He stood in her doorway, waiting for her to react. But Alice never had visitors. She was kept to a strict schedule and even stricter limitations on where she was allowed to wander. What could Victor Poole possibly want with her? These questions were wandering back and forth through her mind when she heard the wail. The wailing hadn't come from behind the door of the faraway reflection room. It had originated from somewhere closer. The scream had an animal quality to it, the sort of noise that might escape the belly of a wounded dog. High-pitched yet guttural, fraught with agony, it was a plea for release.
Mr. Poole, who's that screaming?
Asked her tremulous voice. He didn't answer.
Is she coming?
Mother's voice echoed down the hallway, delicate yet uncompromising. In the background, a drawn-out howl attempted to drown her out. Before she realized what her thin limbs were doing, Alice climbed out of bed and rushed past Victor, pushing him aside, the flat of her hand pressing into his soiled cardigan. The hallway underneath the school that she called home was dimly lit by a spine of fluorescent lights. They stretched from the stairs and service elevator all the way to the other end of the basement. There, another set of stairs was hidden behind a door that said, "Exit Sortie," in glowing red letters. Midway through the hall, a door was pulled open, and a small gathering of family members crowded around it.
"You called, Mother?"
Alice asked, obedient. The tension was unmistakable. The two men closest to the door wore masks of abject horror, gray skin across their contorted features. Whatever they were looking at, the source of the tortured screams, Alice couldn't imagine. The only certain thing was that she wanted no part of it. The third closest spectator was Mother. Hers was the demeanor of an annoyed supervisor. Arms crossed, back stiff, she glared at Alice with equal parts disdain and impatience. She might as well have been waiting for her to make her bed or get ready for school or finally mow the lawn before the weekend was over. All of this while someone was almost certainly dying a painful death mere feet away.
"This is it, Alice. Time to shine,"
Mother said, stepping aside and gesturing calmly toward the open door. It took a moment for the other two witnesses to realize what Alice was doing and get out of the way. Averting her eyes, Alice stepped up to the threshold just as another ear-splitting scream, this one of a thick, wet quality, burst out of the opening. She looked back at Mother, preferring to face her impatience